think a good way for Gary to kind of ease up on me and my music playing.
Uh-huh.
But I've been,
if I just play some hard ass instrumentals that have no words on them. However you
want me. Alright. However
you need me. Yeah, why not?
Is this us?
Yeah.
I mean, we got bellies.
Check. No. Nothing for me.
No.
You're not gonna get up and snuff me.
There's two things you're not gonna do. You're not gonna call me fat, and you're not gonna play like you're fat.
Cause we bike.
You stay in your yo-yo. Stay in your yo-yo area.
I walk the dog.
You wanna be a yo-yo, you stay a yo-yo. Don't come over
however
here.
However do you want me?
I cradle the.
Oh, you're a good air yo-yo person.
So we back, y'all.
Gary's not Gary's not good at being Yeah, we get it. Gary's not good at yo-yoing, but he's good at air yo-yoing.
Air yo-yoing.
Yeah. Is that like a thing? Like
you missed it. He was walking the dog.
Just give me some more drums. I need something with drums. Some harder drums. I respect you. I need something with a little more.
I love that Gary had to. I love that Gary had to lead with love before he told you that.
You know, I know how to talk to him.
I got you.
Like,
I got you.
He's sensitive.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Let me take a sip of my whiskey.
What's up with that nigga, pup? What they say?
The brother don't swear he's nice.
You public enemy number one right now. But fuck that damn shit.
Let
number
the shit drop.
Get high, though. Get on shit.
That's that shit right there. Whom shall I fit? Throw your guns in the air. Socialize, get down, let your soul.
Okay, Rich.
I can't even take credit for this one. I want to, but I can't.
Okay,
Rich.
And we back.
We back.
You know who it is?
Who are
it
we?
Is your new favorite podcast. He is I, and I is we. Episode number 20. Mm-hmm. This is Off the Rail. Oh, I'm Rich. Always in this bitch. How you know this? Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big mic all up on the mic.
So last week I tried and you know that.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. So I tried and you know this. And
I will say that is it's an upgrade.
Thank you.
It's an upgrade. You're not there yet. So if you want what's mine,
you got to have the heart. Anyway, I seen him come and I seen him. We back now.
It's an upgrade.
It is an upgrade. And we're
Mike,
back.
Do me a favor. Every day, every time that I go ahead and edit these clips, there's a cough. And it's coming from your direction. I just want you to cough, not into our direction.
Yeah, keep your emphasis onto even
the
to
into the mics.
I cough like I laugh. Cough?
No, like.
Hold up.
Nah, let's talk about it.
No. We're not gonna start the pot off on some pre-production shit you couldn't tell me before we started recording.
No, for real. He really like we
like let me hold up.
No, go
the
ahead.
Smirk he's got. While telling me this is nasty.
Didn't even finish introducing us before he started giving us fucking notes.
He said Big Mike all up on the mic.
And then you decided to, hold up, before we continue, Mike, next time you're on the mic, don't cough into the mic because we could hear you on the mic. Yo, man, it's still.
It's lit in here, huh?
You goddamn bang, right. Bang. Even though if Gary fucked it up, it's still lit in here and we back.
It's disgusting.
We made it to episode 20. That's 2-0. Yeah. Do we get a prize for that?
This is episode 20.
I got it right.
Put it on the list.
I always put it on the list.
Well, that's why I thought he realized what episode it
well,
was.
Well, before you proceed to basically say, I'm stupid, I haven't even looked at the list, so in your face, I actually just remember from last week. Yeah, bitch, I ain't looking at your stupid ass list.
You know what? We're starting off very hostile today.
I remember from last week, I said it was episode 19, so I did the math. This bitch. This bitch right here.
I'm the type of motherfucker, when you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do that shit. Yeah, all
right, stop
man, I'm
going to
whip this hoe.
Rich.
I don't even know.
You too. Stop touching the mic, guys.
I haven't touched the mic. I don't even touch it. Oh, hell no. Oh,
hell.
That was the wrong button.
God damn.
I was supposed to sing it. I remember the episode, and I figured, you know, when I come in this week, I'm going to do it at the top instead of at the end. Tell them this is episode 20, then go into my spiel. And I decided to switch it up my intro, so I did. That's what we do.
Hey, man, how can you be homophobic?
My bitch is gay.
Yeah.
How was your guys' week? Let's start there. We haven't seen each other since last Thursday. How was your weekend?
I had a good week.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? What you do?
I don't know, man. I just been in a good mood all week.
That's great news. Yeah, man. Clap it up.
Thanks, man.
It's Lynn here, huh?
I
wish we had a board. Yeah, I wish we had a board.
A board that had some applause.
Yeah, meter. Sometimes. It's like,
but you know,
I get it. He didn't want to guess.
You know what's funny about the board? I don't think it has claps.
It's okay. We don't need claps.
No, but now I want to see if it has claps.
Hold on 1 second. So you're telling me you custom made a board and didn't think that a clap and applause was important to put on the custom made board? You are something else, man. I tell you what.
You are not one thing, but something else.
That's not. What would it be under? Applause? Hold up. How you
Why you gonna bring this pre-pro bullshit up into our fucking podcast?
That was a pretty episode good 20. Good impression of me.
All right, no claps, no applause. What I did want to talk about first off top, is I had a great week. I don't know why. I just been in a good mood. Been talking shit to everybody, and it makes me feel good to put people down. Mainly... Mike and Trey, who were talking shit to me for not catching up on Succession. Mm-hmm. This isn't my peep this, but I'm into it now. Do you watch Succession?
It's like my every week that I have a new availability in my show slots.
You say fuck Succession and go somewhere else.
I want to watch it so bad, but I just haven't started.
Many other people
yet.
Do. All yeah. the people that I tell to watch, they're like, I wanted to, but
and my else. It's right there. I almost clicked play.
But
look, the series is over, so you're fine.
Yeah.
You're not going to get people down your throat anymore.
I clicked play on something else, but we're not starting Peep This like this week.
No,
you go ahead and tell me about Succession. Yeah,
but what I want to say about Succession is that what I liked about it after Trey and Mike put me down for not watching it is that it did something in a show that I hadn't seen be done in a show, which is surprise me. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to surprise me when I watch TV now. I feel like I could predict all that shit. Every single time I watch a show, I'm like, I know what's going to happen. This one caught me off guard.
What? How far into the show are you?
Oh, I'm now episode 6 of the last season.
Okay.
How many episodes is it, Mike?
I believe it's 8.
You're far. You're almost done with it.
Oh, no, yeah. He watches it, basically.
Mm-hmm. I watch it. I just didn't...
We just give him shit because we're, like, on top of it every fucking
I just didn't
Sunday.
Keep up this
Thanks,
season.
Rich.
Yeah, I cough off my... I listen to notes. But yeah,
we got one more of those, buddy.
I only brought that up just because I decided to talk to Mike and Trey off rip. But let's see if we got anything important. Wow, this list is short.
Yeah, there's more though. We're still talking about our weekends. Like
okay,
you said, your weekend.
Go,
what about
go.
You?
Okay,
all right. I want to hear about Mike's weekend.
I said my week, actually, not my weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry that we had such a good week.
I did have a good week. Aside from yesterday when I drove to Glendora for nothing, and I wasted 4 hours of my life.
What time did you drive over there?
So I drove over there at 6. I was going to look for a new place, 2 apartments I was going to go see out in Glendora. Went out there. First one, they gave me the wrong address. Then I showed up at a different address. Nothing was there. It was a church parking lot. Mm-hmm. So I figured it was God telling me I shouldn't rent that apartment. So I left. Went to another one. Supposedly they were going to be there. Nobody there. Door was locked. Had one of those fucking key combination things.
Yeah.
That has a key inside.
Uh-huh.
Didn't give me the combination. Bitch. What am I supposed to do with this?
They're so, both signs that you shouldn't be in Glendora.
Both
period.
Signs. So I left.
Yeah.
And then I really had to pee. And I stopped at my mom's house just to pee. You ever do that? You ever like in the area of somebody's house?
All the time.
And you got to pee and you're like, yo, I just got to pee, man.
Yeah. I would definitely.
How about take a shit?
I would definitely pop into my mom's and.
That's what I did.
Take
and
a shit.
Spitter spatter from your butt.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I didn't realize how lonely my parents' house is.
Uh-huh.
Like, normally when I go to my parents' house, like, my siblings are all there. But they're visiting my parents because they don't live there, aside from the younger ones. But even the younger ones, when I went there yesterday, I was like, where's everybody at? Nobody was there. It's fucking lonely. No wonder old people get sad, man. They just be alone. Their kids don't give a shit about them. My mom's lucky I had to pee.
How many people
I wouldn't have
live?
Seen her at all.
How many people live in that household right now?
4.
4, okay. Dogs?
4 also.
4 dogs.
They have 4 okay. dogs.
All right. Four people. Well, dogs are people too.
I'm just asking because even though my mom, it's only my parents that live there.
Yeah.
Now they take care of a baby. also, so, and that's changed the whole mood.
Yo!
Why?
ASMR, bro.
Because I'm N-A-S-T-Y. Because I gotta.
Why you always gotta say nasty shit, Ray?
Because I'm Ralph Barbosa.
Can we just also, I'm gonna get back to what I was saying.
Wow, I can't do Ralph Barbosa.
Wow, yeah, that's fucked up.
Nobody else can jump in on my Ralph Barbosa.
I thought he was. That's why I didn't. I'm sorry,
really,
man.
I really thought you're like, y'all gonna jump in on my Ralph Barbosa.
I'm Ralph. You're Rookie.
I know, but I'm like, it's me doing
but like
it.
The whole thing is, yeah.
I don't normally do things like this. Yeah. They're gonna jump on and they just fucking ignore
I apologize.
Shit out of me.
No, I thought he was gonna go. I apologize.
Yo, the hostility.
I don't apologize.
First, he criticizes my Game Boy, and then he gets on the pod and just ignores my jokes.
Because I was talking.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
I was saying something, and you're just gonna slurp away through what I was saying.
Well, the thing is,
I gotta bring up old shit.
The thing is, he's used to your yes ands.
Yeah. So. But it threw me off. And okay. So for that, I am sorry. But I am not sorry for not yes anding you. So I guess I am sorry and I am not sorry.
So what are you? All right, continue your story.
No.
Stupid ass story.
Can we talk about how Nas wasn't nasty?
He wasn't.
I understand.
Maybe nasty on the mic?
That's what I was getting at. Like,
what Nas if the bitches called him Nasty Nas? Because they was nasty in bed?
Yeah, what if like when he had sex, like he like just
did
really
nasty
off
shit.
The wall shit. Yeah. Like let me fart.
Like
in
he
face.
Put on Michael Jackson's album.
Yeah, he put it. When we're living off the wall.
What if Nas just like getting his booty ate and he ate butt
to Michael Jackson?
That too, and that's why they call him Nasty Nas. But like the bitches did, the men didn't.
But it was the 90s; they weren't eating butt back then.
It was the 90s.
I was a baby.
What's the nastiest thing you could think of?
Cleaning my butt
during sex.
Yeah.
What? What'd you say?
What's the nastiest thing you can think of during sex? Because like ass eating is mainstream now. That shit is so hack.
I still think nasty? Getting shit on is still nasty.
Yeah, now that's.
I don't think Nasty Nas is named Nasty because he was getting shit on.
Isn't this the nasty time?
I'm with the theory that in bed the women call them nasty, and when hanging out with other people, they were like
they just called him Esco.
No, Nasty Nas, okay. And they were like, "Yo, why they call you that? All the bitches do."
So he was 19 when he came out with Illmatic. You think
fucking yeah?
You think that they were calling him Nasty Nas at 19?
Were you fucking?
He was
19?
Probably fucking before that.
Yeah, but I wasn't that nasty.
What was the nasty thing you think you did at 19?
I don't know what that was.
Did they throw something?
No. What did you see something?
Oh, okay.
It sounded like they shot a cannonball.
It sounded you looking over there and hearing boom. Like, yeah. I don't know what that was.
It's all good. It's all good. Let's keep
okay.
it going.
Yes.
So, Nasty Nas.
I'm not scared of you are.
Yeah. No, this is more. It's like, it should have been Scary Nas.
I'm scared right now. Yeah.
So scared.
Why are you still looking out the window?
Oh, no. What if I see a face?
Hey, but you know what? If anything, Mike shouldn't be scared because, you know, jump scares ain't shit to him anymore. Yeah. So
well, you see, like, I didn't whatever. Jump. You see, I didn't jump.
Yeah.
All right, so how nasty were you? Look, now everybody shook. Now everybody shook to do a pod. Y'all some bitches, man.
Yo,
how much you wanna fuck up?
Shut the fuck up.
All right, what's the nastiest thing you think you did at 19? Without incriminating yourself.
Shit.
Fuck. Besides dropping coasters, you fucking uncultured swine. I'll keep it going though.
Yeah, dude. Please do.
What you
me?
Say?
I'll keep it going though.
And to take a deep breath, yo, fuck you, man.
No, he said you were focused on the coke.
Snip it. I was trying to breathe. At 19, probably nothing, dude. Like, honestly, I think I was just trying to like bust 69s or something. I don't know.
He said bust 69.
Yo, also
like busting the scam.
If you refer to the sex moves as busting it, like probably not really good at it.
Oh,
if you want it.
I busted a
you
doggy stuff.
You got it. You got it.
Go ahead, bust him.
Just bust 69.
Yeah. I busted a doggy style on her, dog. That shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah, at 19, I was just trying to, like, you know.
That's when you...
I was trying to figure, bro.
That's when you're at your nastiest. That's when you're checking your nasty threshold.
I
don't think so.
I wasn't at 19. I was just, like, regular missionary.
I wasn't experienced enough to do anything nasty. Yeah. What the fuck am I going to do? I was still trying to put my penis in something.
Yeah, at 19. Oh, I had a girlfriend at 19, but...
What was her name?
What's your problem, bro?
But it's just like,
well,
yeah, dude. What's your problem?
I'm glad you mentioned it, cause come on out.
Jerry.
Now, so you said you dated Gary from 19 to 19 and a half?
No, it was 17.
He even asked you for the real.
It was 17.
When I was 17.
Dang, so 17 to 19?
No, 17 to 20.
Yikes, oh. You don't got to tell me anymore. I know who it is.
Who it is?
I know who. Yes, it is.
Well, I guess school. I knew. And yeah, whatever.
Oh, who it is, Mike?
It's cool. It don't matter, bro.
Okay, point is,
Gary wasn't doing Gary nasty wasn't doing shit.
You know
don't
what?
Matter to me.
I might have when I was young.
Yeah.
Like maybe finger in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
You ever try that?
Why are you saying it like it's...
Yeah, I guess so. And that,
because at that age...
Finger in your butt?
No, buddy. No.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, because a finger in the butt is on a Thursday.
Yeah. Oh. I'll put any digit in any butt, but I'm just saying...
Any butt?
No, I mean...
How can you be homophobic?
Yeah, my bitch is gay. So
my digit's gay.
There you go. Damn. I'm not gay. My digit is. My digit went in there.
I'm homophobic. So my digit's gay.
You're saying at 19, a nasty thing for you would be to put a finger in the butt.
Yeah, like you ever like.
Yeah, I'm threatening you.
Yeah, I'm threatening you.
Yeah, like, no, you put like fingers in butts.
Yeah, but
it's like a cartoon when the water starts sprouting out of like the holes and you're just trying to plug them up.
Yeah.
That was me at 19. Just boop, boop, every orifice I saw.
I think that's probably like, tried it, I'm good.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like at the young, I want to say shit, even in high school if you're able to, but from there to like, what, 25, you're seeing what your nasty threshold is. Like put a finger in the butt, not my thing.
I think that's all I did. Like I don't think I really did anything nasty. Like I still don't think I do anything nasty.
Yeah.
You're a starfish?
I'm vanilla as fuck. Vanilla. No, I'm not a starfish. I'm not just laying there. I like to be in on the action. I like to storm the
capital.
The beaches of Normandy. not the capital.
We can edit this out. So at this age, would you say you're a starfish or you're a
edit?
Yeah.
At this age now?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'll be pumping and dumping.
Okay.
I'll be busting and thrusting, you feel me?
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'll be slipping and dipping.
Okay, I heard you the first time.
You got another one?
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, we're here for it. Why not?
Think about it. Breathe again.
Stop. Take a second.
Okay, but that's me. What about you at this age, Gary?
At 19?
No, at now.
At this age?
Old man
age.
Healthy
guy.
Nah, not with you getting your fucking back adjusted.
If Gary tells me he's a starfish at this age, he's healthy, fuck him.
Oh, no, I'm not no starfish.
You're a
starfish.
You're a healthy guy. Sure. You got the thrust in you.
I'm athletic.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. I've been athletic for the past.
I've been athletic.
Okay, and of course, edit if you want. You're athletic, and you're speaking about this in bedroom terms. Are you athletic to a point where you're trying new things? Or are you just like, I got my skill set, I'm staying there?
Nah, he gives him with the, when I move, you move.
Yeah, just like that. Stand up! And we both get up.
Big-ass Air Force Ones.
Hey, man, I got an idea. Let's do a music video.
That's me.
Was I the only person that thought that those were computer-generated graphics?
Mm-hmm. What?
The big-ass Air Force Ones in the music video?
I'm sure they were.
Okay, let me tell you why. No, they were actual shoes.
It was.
I see what you mean.
He recently just brought them out at a performance he did. I don't know if it was Coachella or whatever. Something.
It was a concert because it was Janet Jackson.
It was some concert that he was doing, and he was wearing the big ass shoes. And I was like, oh shit, they're real things. Yeah, I want them now.
It makes sense. Okay, I get you now. I was confused. I was like, no.
Can I, side shit, those red boots that came out when they were hot for like a cool week.
I'm glad they died, though. I think I can make them hot.
I'm glad it died out.
A lot of those things die, like the big hats.
I got a fit for them.
You do?
Yeah.
What would the fit be? Like a Michael Jackson jacket?
No. You ever seen those, like back when we were younger, like the 90s, when people were drawing like gangsters and like shit like that, and they had like the pants over the shoes.
Yeah.
I'll get some big ass Ben Davis, and I'll like khaki obviously with the red, and then I'll get like a red button up. Mm-hmm. Be fire. Just have like big ass shoulders.
Ben Davis, bro.
There's like a cartoon that looks like that. I don't know what it is, but he's got that type of shoe with the big pants.
Are you talking about?
He's got a little curl over here in the front.
Yeah, you're talking about the. something kids, I don't know.
Or you just rock some clown pants. I think it might work, man.
Some polka dots?
It was on Cartoon Network, I think.
I need some big shoes, man. I think I want to get some big shoes.
I feel like he had a dog, too. He had a dog.
I feel like he might have had a dick also. It's possible. He just started naming shit that he obviously had. I think, I don't know, he could hear.
He had parents.
Might have had ears.
I think they lived in the house, too.
Unless he was a kid from the Fairly Odd Parents.
No.
Didn't he, like, all he had was the fairies?
Weren't the fairies his parents? His odd parents?
They're odd as fuck.
No, they were fair. They were pretty fair.
I heard one, like, weird-ass theory that...
You're thinking about Kids Next Door.
That he was, like, suffering from mental illness, and the Fairly Odd Parents were, like, his conscience or something like that.
Hmm. No, not that kid.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Wasting my fucking time.
Guess again, motherfucker.
Look, man. You got a nice little setup here, but you can still get your ass beat.
Dead air. And Mike's over here like, oh, I got it. Don't worry about it. All right, here it comes. He's like, is this your car? No. What the fuck?
Keep going,
is this your car?
Is this your car?
Is this your car?
And Mike's just going to keep pulling out cards until...
I'm still going to look for it. No, I'm kidding. Continue. Whatever you guys are talking about.
All right. So, yeah, that was great. But you know what? I got a slick transition for us. We're going to go into...
Wait.
Yo.
Jaw talk. I never told you about my weekend.
Fuck. Tell me about your weekend.
I still haven't gone.
We haven't gone.
Forget about it, bro.
I be forgetting, man. We go on so many tangents. I forget we don't do things. Hey, Gary, how was your week, man?
Yeah, you know what? It was a good week.
What'd you do, man?
No, but my weekend, I went to the LA Wine Fest. And nice. That's what I wanted to talk about, man. You guys got to go. I know you're not big on wine.
Where was it at?
Long Beach, Queen Mary.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I went there for the Halloween shit one year.
Oh, that is fire there.
Scary.
Yeah.
I heard it's pretty
popping,
good.
Though. It's fun. They got, like, DJs and shit.
I went there when I was 19.
I was like 3 years ago.
He was doing nasty shit on that boat. That's when he finger popped on the boat.
Or I got finger popped.
That's what I'm saying. I know what I'm talking about.
Or the boat sprung a leak and I just...
Yeah. So yeah, LA Wine Fest, that shit was dope.
Wine Fest.
They were out there. It was nice weather. You should definitely consider going out there.
What do you do at LA Wine Fest?
I want you guys to drink wine. I drink wine. Yeah.
Yo,
I mean, I'm not a wine drinker.
I can't because we're gonna have to edit it out, so I can't even talk about it. But I want a wine or champagne bottle, I forget which one, at like a company party. And I drank that whole shit, thinking like it was like liquor. Like I could just chug this shit.
Yeah.
I'd never drank it before. I was the drunkest I have ever been in my life. I was so drunk. It was a wild time. And point is, I got home hella late, hella drunk, and I did not drive myself there. Yeah. Someone had to come get me.
So you just that's your experience with wine, or
champagne?
I heard a lot about that though.
Because it kind of like sneaks up on you, and I don't know how to drink it, and I don't know what's good and what's not. And the way I drink alcohol is like an immature teen, where it's like I'll just swig it, and I don't have the patience to fucking, you know, sit and swirl and get the essence of it.
That's what you gotta do.
I can't get the essence of shit, man. I'm impatient.
I did that before. I went to Solvang, went to like a little nice
wine
testing thing,
a little Sauvignon.
No, Solvang is a winery.
Hello, Sauvignon Blanc.
Solvang is a winery.
Yeah, no, Solvang's a prison.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they basically tell you how to do all the tasting and all that shit.
Yeah.
You hold it from right here. You do one of these like you're fucking fingering a fat chick.
No, you don't even do that. You do it from the...
You don't gotta do it like this no more. You just gotta... Flick the old bean.
Exactly. You see the legs on it. Yeah. You taste it. You swish it.
So do you do the whole where you like you drink it and you like swish it around?
However, you like this wine fest because I do all that, but
fuck all that.
But
I gotta be homophobic.
My fest is gay.
My wine is gay.
Yeah.
Nah, but you'd like Wine Fest because you wait in the line and then you get your wine.
They got like weird wines
and
shit?
You take it. You drink it, right? I kind of changed, tweaked it a little bit, so it's a little more, less gay. How can I be gay?
Can we stop saying my the clicks word? Are gay. First of all, happy pride.
Yeah.
Secondly,
you oh shit, happy pride. Happy pride. Happy pride. Happy pride. Gay yeah, talk. Gay talk. Gay talk.
Pride talk. Pride talk. Because on TikTok is going to take you off.
Well, that's if I keep posting these type of clips.
I don't want TikTok to kick us off.
He thinks he knows where there's a
fuck. It was okay. All that to say, it was supposed to be It's Raining Men, but who knew that it had a fucking lightning and thunder intro? I thought they all just started off with It's Raining Men.
It's in the title.
Every
bro.
Song you try to find it. This is the worst one you've ever done.
So I didn't know I was gonna have that one. I tried to do it on the fly. I thought I'd hit a home run out of the park, but I struck out.
Thank God that I could take the music out.
We saw just the clip of just us staring at him.
Y'all don't respect me, man.
So yeah,
clip it.
I tried.
Continue telling us about your weekend, Gary.
Yeah. Oh no, what I was saying is that you'd like Wine Fest because you wait in the line, you get the wine, you taste it, you drink it, you go right next door or right next to the other booth, you get more wine. There's hundreds of booths there. For wine, they got beer, they got kombucha.
All free. All the entry is
kombucha,
free.
That's like prison hooch.
Kombucha is good. I mean, expand your horizon once in a while.
I seen the promised land.
Yeah.
I tried kombucha. That's just fermented shit.
Yeah, but have you tried alcoholic kombucha?
You got some?
Yes.
Right now?
Always.
Let me try.
On deck.
Let me try some.
Yeah, you get your Juneshine or you get your... Flying Embers. Those are the good alcoholic ones.
Never had one in my life. Low sugar. Never had one in my life. I don't even know what it tastes
like.
Well,
I'm going to get you to try some. But what I'm telling you is you would like this place because...
Booth to booth.
Booth to booth. You're going to get your alcohol. You're going to get drunk. You're going to get your alcohol
intake. It'll get you drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, Mike...
Real quick, I'm just going to... Before you ask the question, I'm going to text something in the chat.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the pod, but continue.
Okay.
Well, maybe don't announce it.
Well, because I don't want him to see. No, I don't want him to see the text and like, what are you trying to say, Mike?
Your titties.
Hey,
out.
Guys, just so you know, I don't want them to know what's going on, but I'm gonna text you guys. Make sure to read it.
No. See, you didn't listen. I said, don't read it. Don't. It's not about the pod.
No, I gotta read it, right?
No, read it, but it's not for the pod.
You know you fucked up.
Well, fuck it. Well, we just did it. Fuck it.
You know you fucked up, right?
No, I didn't.
We fucked up. But go ahead, Mike. Tell us about your weekend.
Question. Oh, that was the question?
Yeah.
It was cool. It just worked.
I got a question about wine. All right. So, what's your favorite type of wine?
I like a Cabernet.
Because I feel like we should
Sauvignon.
Know. Okay.
But a Cab Franc is up there too, where it's like
Cab Franc. Is that like a dude that drives a taxi?
Yeah. But it's just a Cabernet without the Sauvignon. So it's just Cabernet. It's
Cabernet
Frank
without Sauvignon?
Yeah,
Frank. You got peanut butter, no jelly, ham, no burger.
Yeah.
You never got two things to match.
Exactly. But if you knew...
Is that a red?
Yes, it's a red.
Okay, you like whites?
I do.
What's your favorite white?
Alex.
I know where I was going, baby. Yeah.
I like it.
But,
shout out to Pride Month.
The whites I like to drink...
whites.
On a hot summer day.
White is white?
Dude. The best wine I ever tried is Barbera from
Hannah.
Santa Barbara. I went to a winery out there, got a Barbera, and then I was like, oh man, play basketball that day. Drank wine.
You ever drank wine, got drunk, and played basketball, son?
That's my dream. Did I ever tell you my dream?
Your dream is to fucking live at the Catalina wine mixer?
No, my dream is to have a backcourt, half court. With TVs around, so I'm watching basketball, but I'm also shooting. That is my dream. And I'm drinking.
That's a good dream.
Like watching basketball while I'm playing basketball.
Yeah.
Like
3, 2.
When I used to, have a half court at my parents' house, I always did that. That's how I ended my workouts.
I don't think you have to say, or I don't think you have to like specify that it was a half court. I don't think anybody thinks you had a full court at your parents' house. Like, yo, back when I had my gym at my parents' house, fucking
your shit.
Running 5-on-5s in the neighborhood.
Yeah. You're right. But that half court, I would run drills by myself. I would just, like, make myself do ugly drills, like suicides in LA.
Just look at yourself in the mirror. Yeah. You are good enough.
You'll never master nothing.
After they didn't let you on the fucking 5-star Fairfax team.
These are the ugliest drills I've ever run.
So then I would do the 5. That's how I'll end. Because that was the most fun.
Oh, you got to. And you can't go inside until you make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that too, and I would never go inside until I made the shot.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how I was.
It's a bad omen.
Just went up.
And I would play like an hour to an hour and a half daily after school. I would just be out there fucking. That was my workout. That's how I lost weight in high school.
Dude, the best was like when you would try to do the impossible shots, mm-hmm. and you would stay out there all day, like just throwing it over your head, seeing if you could throw it behind your back.
I would do horse by myself. I know this sounds like fucking pathetic, but it was fun.
You sound like
a kid, like a normal.
And kid. It's my parents' house, so I'm taking the speakers outside. I had my music out there.
Like, all Mom, the time. Can I listen to music outside? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care, mijo.
I don't care.
Your dad's getting colonoscopy.
Call back. Now, how'd that go? Has he had his latest one? It's been 5 years, I think, since we talked about it last.
No, we spoke about his vaccines. Excessive vaccines.
Yeah, I forgot your dad has superpowers now.
Oh, shout outs to my mom, though, kind of in the same vein. This is today marks 12 years since she had a bone marrow transplant and beat cancer. So, shout out to mom.
Man, how many years?
12 years.
12.
Clap
12,
it up.
12.
Clap it up for Mom Dukes.
Did you text in all caps 12 to your mom?
No, she texted. I'm probably a shitty son because she texted me, today is 12 years of my surgery. And then I called her immediately after. Like, I was like, oh, shit. I can't even just text back and be like, congrats. Thumbs up.
His mom's like, it's been 12 years. And Gary was like,
okay. I was like, immediately call.
What's good, Ma?
Call my mom. What's good, Ma? Yeah. What's good, Ma? And that's so accurate too, because that's how I speak to my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good, man. That 12 years. That's I'm sure because of me thinking I'm dying every hour of the day. But what a relief that was, I guess, for you to just be like, all right, she made it through. Yeah. And now 12 years later, you're like, she did that.
Yeah, I think about the first, this was my schedule. I had just broke up with my girlfriend. Mm. So in the morning, I'm going to see my mom at the hospital. This is 2009. Going to see my mom at the hospital, then going to work, getting off at 11, going to party and get drunk. This was every day.
B.
Every day, B.
Every day, B. Because I live by myself. I'm newly single.
To this day.
I only work 3 days a week, but I would still go see my mom every day at the hospital.
I used to be jealous of your schedule. You literally said, yeah, you used to work on.
Oh, that schedule was beautiful. 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Oh, man, got in so much trouble. Yeah.
Just drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right now, that's why it's so hard to do anything working 5 days a week.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about this schedule today.
Yeah.
So out of 24 hours, 10 hours are going to and being at work.
Mm-hmm.
What, I need 8 hours of sleep, right?
Yeah.
Or I try 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's 18.
Yeah. And then the rest is I want to get a workout in for at least an hour, right? But, you know.
Because you got 6 hours left, basically.
Yeah. And it's like I'm cleaning. I got to get ready for work and all this. Like, you know, I got to wind down somehow, somewhere, but it's like hard to get shit done.
That is a rough one. Yeah.
Do you do 5 days still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try.
And then you gotta be a good husband, right? You gotta.
Do you?
You do, cause you don't. I mean, I love my wife, so I'm like, you gotta.
I think it's well established that it's
some time.
It's sort of a job.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that word, but it's true.
He's not taking a shot at me. I love my wife. So.
No.
I try to be a good husband.
It's not like it's a chore, but it's like
you have to put in your work.
I know that if I want to keep her around,
yeah,
I gotta do this.
You gotta be a husband.
Yeah.
Because then you just like, you married me, I'm tired, bye. Yeah. No, it's you married me. Let's do something to make sure that we're still husband and wife.
Yeah. I was telling someone today that I was like, yo, I when we have our weekends off together, I feel that she'll calm down as far as making me do shit. I don't know if that happens. But like, yo, let's just chill at the house and work on the house.
Do anything.
No, that's what she wants to do. I can't do that. Like, even I can never just sit down and not do anything.
Oh,
like,
okay. So you're the one saying let's till do
late.
Something.
It has to be late, like from 9 and on. I can chill and do something. Okay.
So you're just constantly doing something.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I got to. And if I do sit down, it's just to eat. And I'll eat in front of the TV. All right, cool. 30 minutes, maybe an hour. I'm up again. Like.
Do you think there's a deeper issue here, Gary?
The
fact that you can't ADD. Sit still. Do you need Adderall?
Yeah, probably.
So you can't sit still or nothing. Like, do you think it's... Is it because you get anxious? Is it because you just can't sit still because you're in your head? Why do you think you can't chill?
Honestly, like, if I was going to look at it in a psychiatric...
That's how we're looking
at it. Psychology perspective... I feel like my dad always says, yo, there's something to do, so do something. So even though, as a kid, I would always, like, be playing video games. I wouldn't do shit.
So do you just feel like, now that you're older, your dad scared you into thinking you have to always be doing something?
Maybe. But also, when I lived by myself at the condo, it was rare when I would just sit down and not do anything. Like, even though I'm smoking weed, I'm making songs with you, you know, like I'm always doing something. It was rare. I think only you need to, after hours that I would you need like
to take
like
some time down. To sit down, Gary.
Then nothing's gonna get done. Either
what needs always, to get done all the time?
A lot of that's shit. Funny. I still got another room to paint. I got
it
got,
ain't going nowhere.
I understand that, but there's all I feel this there's dishes and shit.
This is an interesting revelation because I would have thought that what you're saying is who Al is. I wouldn't think that it's like reverse in that.
No, Al can chill. Yeah. Al is a chiller.
That's crazy. Like,
Al can chill, not do anything. Al can go out and not worry about shit. Like
that's me.
But I always like, I'm not worried about shit at the house if I'm out. But at the same time, if I know I'm going to go out, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get this done. Then I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
It's like. I wake up early so I can get shit done.
Is that why you fired the pool guy?
Probably.
Because he wasn't doing
it. I was ready to just do it myself.
I don't give a fuck if it's raining. You get your ass out here and you clean my goddamn pool.
Wait, what are you doing? You're at home?
Sleeping?
Mm-hmm. My pool is up.
It's overflowing. I need you to come scoop the water.
There's going
to
be one day where I learn how to clean my own pool. There's going to be one day where I do my own gardening.
Yeah, all that. YouTube,
But why would you want to?
Because he was, there's always something to do.
God damn it, Gary. Yeah.
I want to learn how to do
it. I get it. Because when I'm in work mode and I'm working, I have to do a million things and I multitask and I have to be doing stuff. I get into my modes where I got to do something. I got to clean around the house or there's shit to get done. But I also have another mode where it's like, yo, leave me the fuck alone. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to either scroll on my phone or I'm going to turn on one of my game systems to play something or
Love that mode.
Or like I'm just going to watch a show that I haven't watched or whatever or I'm going to listen to a podcast. Like I feel like there has to be that that time where you can just cut off from everything.
You know when I get that mode is at work. So at
that
work,
doesn't no, because you're working.
I'm doing
well, considering what his job is.
My job is to stock a room. If I go into a room, knocking on the door, being, hey, I'm just going to do a little inventory in your room, bring this cart outside, put things in it. But at the same time, I got a headphone in, you know, and it's playing a podcast. Active, it's playing a new record. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love to listen to. New episodes of podcasts, new episodes of. Records like albums.
So your brain is active still.
Basically. Yeah, and that's my me time. So when Alex says like, "What do you want? What do you like to do?" I'm like, "I like to go to work because that's when I get my shit done." Like not just work. I'm actually there, like, you know.
I mean, I get that because I've been debating. Well, not debating because I can't really do anything about it. But like, I've been thinking about how I miss going to work now that I work from home full time. Like,
yeah.
I do miss getting out, so I kind of started something new where when I wake up in the morning, I kind of do what I used to do when I would go to work, which is I'll take the dog out real quick, but I'll walk to like 7-Eleven. I'll get a coffee. I'll like still have a routine. I'll come home, set up my, you know, get my work shit ready, take a shower, and then just kind of start the day that way with like some kind of routine, because it got to the point where it was like I'd roll out of bed, turn my computer on, and I'm in work mode. Mm-hmm. But it's like I realized I need a routine of some sort. I need to get out and do shit. So I started doing that, but you still got to chill sometimes, man.
I understand. It's just that...
I think I'm spoiled. All I do is chill. Mm-hmm. I'm in my car doing nothing.
All I do is chill.
Your job is chill. You just drive around jacking off.
Yeah, just like chill. It's hard for me to get out of the zone because that's all I do.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to be active. I'd love to be in my room and just say, there's a lot to do. I'm literally in my room like, well, I just came from chilling, basically driving people around listening to music and podcasts. I guess I just chill more.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, like, I got to do, and there is a lot to do. Because you're not wrong. You're crazy, but you're not wrong.
No, I'm nuts.
But that was a long-ass tangent to say, shout out to your mom for beating cancer 12 years ago.
Shout out to mom.
She needed air horn.
Salud. Oh man, well, I was gonna go into something else, but I forgot what it was.
But you know what we can go into?
What is it, Rich?
We can go into... What the fuck?
Bro.
I thought it was already queued up, and I forgot that I had swapped it.
I am not saying anything wrong, but you know what? Do you want to get into...
Okay. Jot talk.
Jot talk.
You know we gotta do it every episode. Jot talk is here. And the greatest thing about Jot talk, ever since I brought up Jot talk, was that it started off as a joke because of Ja Rule, because I felt like he wasn't getting his just dues, because I listened to Vinny Vidivici, which is a classic.
Yes, so, I remember.
Bitch. Anyways, but we got a new Ja who's giving us shit to talk about. This fucking
every week.
This dumb gave us something new to talk about this week. His team, or him, came out this week and decided that it would be better of a narrative for them to tell us that the gun that he had and got caught on camera with was a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that'd be a better solution than to just say that it was a real gun and he's sorry. I think that that's the dumbest shit ever, because it's almost worse that you're fucking up your entire career over a toy.
Yeah.
And you're coming out telling us this 3 weeks after
you
did it. Like, if it was really a toy, you would have told us right away. It was a joke. Yeah. It was a toy. No big deal. Everybody chill the fuck out.
That's a huge plus.
But you're coming out 3 weeks later saying it was a toy. Now you just look like a dumbass who lost his NBA career contracts and Nike and all that shit because you decided to play with a toy. It's worse. I would have rather he had a real gun and shot it than to come out and say that he was playing with a toy and that's what he's been dealing with this whole 3 weeks.
Do you think that he's going to have a long NBA career?
Not like that. Not like... Because clearly... Well, maybe. Because
it's not going to be successful, maybe, but I'm sure he'll still play.
I feel like anybody can mature and realize they're doing something stupid and turn it around. I think he's still young and probably immature, but I don't think... He might not still be in the NBA by the time he matures. He might get kicked out because of the dumb shit that he does and not get a chance to mature and still be in the NBA. So maybe he will, but he'll end up fucking coaching for some high school, and that's where the extent of his basketball knowledge is going to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the way the NBA has gone through the years, I think he'll have to spend the rest of his career seeking redemption, and he just won't, and he won't get a championship, but he'll just be one of those players that play well, but fucked up his trajectory because of this.
He's going to be dancing next to Delonte West.
Do you remember somebody? No, but like Allen Iverson would be in the news.
Yeah, there's a lot of
players. Who else?
The GOAT.
You know,
one of them.
There's NBA players that were in the news for... You don't think he'd be like a rapper, maybe like Dame one day? Or you don't think
he'll be... No, because Dame is still squeaky clean.
Yeah, Dame played it
as
right.
As far as his image.
All right, let's say Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman had a long career. He didn't really start wilding out till after he got some championships.
Shout out to Carmen Electra.
It was a different time in the NBA, though, I think. You know, where, I mean, he literally, like, I remember watching the documentary on Netflix with Michael Jordan. Like, he was doing wild-ass fucking shit, but they were still winning championships. He was still a good player, so it was accepted. Whereas now, where cancel culture is out and about, like, You can't do all that shit no more. It affects you on court. Like Zion Williamson recently, you know, he impregnated a porn star.
No.
I don't know really what the story
is. He didn't impregnate a porn star. He impregnated I don't know. Maybe his girlfriend, but like he was asking a porn star to come live with him. Live in the same state, and he would pay her rent. Those are the text messages that I actually wanted to read them to you.
Yeah.
So you had some context.
Some Zion messages?
Yeah. So this lady, Mariah Mills, right? She goes, I let you spit in my mouth last week when we fucked. You could told me you had another whore pregnant. How was that going to work moving us both to New Orleans? You think I would have found out?
Hold up. She let him spit in her mouth?
Yeah.
First of all.
He said, fuck everything you said. Hold on, spit?
What's the science on that? Because I've never, ever, 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 ever thought. I mean, I know it's a thing.
Yeah.
But to actually spit in like somebody's mouth, it's just not sexy to me.
It's not for me
either. It doesn't do anything for me. It's more nasty. I'm the type of person who doesn't even like to share his drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to get a separate drink. Don't drink out of my drink. Even if I've made out with you and had my face in your genitals, don't drink out of my soda, man. Like, that's mine.
You don't really like mouth-to-mouth contact?
No, mouth-to-mouth contact is fine. But, like, I don't share drinks with people. I don't like to share drinks.
I feel that. I don't really enjoy that, but, like...
So, that's what I'm saying. So, because of that, like, I'm not going to want to spit in somebody's mouth because that doesn't do anything for me.
At the same time, I feel that, like, if somebody hands me a flask or something like that and I don't take it, I'll be a bitch if I don't take it. But at the same time, I'm thinking in my head, like, fuck. Here we go.
and then you tell yourself, like, alcohol is going to clean it off. It's going to sanitize it. It'll be okay.
But in my head, I'm like, oh, I just saw him bite a hot dog, then take a swig of this shit. But
then again, I did swig that Jack that had flies in it. Yeah. And I got a fly in my mouth, so.
Yeah. Yo, next time, don't talk about me eating hot dogs.
Drank right after you?
Wait, this was a...
Gary's like, I would never drink after you. Never. Not your nasty ass. No, I don't like the spit thing. But anyway, so you're saying that... So what you're saying is that Zion is basically flying out porn stars to live with.
Yeah, look, so he said, this is allegedly another one. This is from him. When you move, how much do you expect to pay a month? But I'm super excited.
Bitch.
So Zion was like ready to pay the rent. So
that's why people are getting on him.
Would you guys ever pay somebody's rent?
I already do. Like, would I pay somebody else's rent? No.
Shit.
Bitch.
Like T-Pain said,
I can barely afford the one I'm paying now.
No, but that's nuts. Like, I remember a time when I would be like in my head, this was when I'm like really young. I'm not trying to buy any girls a drink. I'm going to go out, but I'm not trying to buy any girls a drink. Then that changed, right? As I got older, I'm like, man, it's not that fucking big of a deal. Like, go ahead and be nice. Be nice to these ladies and buy a drink. I don't give a fuck.
I've bought a couple drinks.
That got really expensive. That got really expensive. And you know, then... Yeah, I had to stop.
You ever buy drinks and then you like you see the receipt and you're like, fuck, I bought these.
But you buy, I think anybody that buys drinks with plans on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not you just buying drinks to be nice.
No, well, maybe. All right, if you're chilling with a group, even if you just met this group and
next
you're
one's
like,
on me.
Yeah, next one's on me or shots on me.
You're not speaking about a woman.
If I'm picking up a drink, of course, I expect to
group.
Let me buy you. No, even if I was at a bar.
Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, if I was at a bar and I wanted to speak to you, I'm talking to you, and then I'm like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Yeah, like the problem is off rip saying, can I buy you a drink? And then you buy them the drink, and then they just walk off.
Yeah, you got
to
build
that. That's something you learn.
You forgot to tell them, I'm going to take you home with me.
I don't do that.
That's something you learn, though. You learn that not to do that.
Yeah.
Like.
So what's the move? Jack?
the move would be
you talk them up.
You talk. You
if
like
this is worth. Yeah.
If you see her drink is going low, you say, "Hey, may I buy you a drink? Hey, may well. I? Can I? Shorty, can I?
Can I refill your drink? What are you working at Denny's? Was it Coke or Dr. Pepper?"
This is why she got mad though. Bet I don't have a girlfriend, but if I moved you to New Orleans, would you be cool with me like being official? Just asking, so let me know to go about the situation with respect. So like he's asking to move, you know, like
he here with the do you like me circle, yeah, yes circle no?
Yeah, kinda.
Damn. But also stating that he doesn't he's not in a relationship.
And he low key asked her if she wanted to go steady.
Yeah. And then she finds out that he got somebody else pregnant, yeah, so that's why she's angry. Oh, okay. Leaking all this shit. So that's
women are vindictive. Just like what's the name of that guy that just got off
horse?
On a not guilty verdict.
That ex-NFL player?
Yeah.
Who his girlfriend or his ex-girlfriend sent her brothers and his friends to shoot him. And then he killed them.
Yeah.
And he just got... He was found not guilty on all charges.
Damn.
Because he was defending himself. And yo dumbass said, go shoot his shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure you did. But I don't know.
Whores.
If Gary did. They had a video of her on the stand.
Damn.
And the lawyer was asking, like, so you didn't ask them to go shoot him. No, I didn't. But there's a message here that you said, go shoot his shit up.
Yeah.
That wasn't you. Yeah, that was me. So you did send them. I didn't mean to shoot him. I just meant to, like, just, like, shoot his shit up.
I think I did hear about this. Yeah. Yeah.
Like she was really trying to explain to the fucking lawyer what shoot his shit up
went. Dummy, you sent him to go kill him, and you fucked up, and yeah, now he's free.
But the way he's like I don't know if he's on social media, but there's video of him just like styling on him. Mm-hmm. Like he's just like not guilty. Like it's just like that song, that R. Kelly and Jay-Z song, Not Guilty. Yeah.
Not Guilty.
You can just hear it in his just...
I got all of my heart.
You can hear it in his excitement, like the way he's just fucking partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you want from me?
Not
Guilty.
All right, so the funniest thing I saw, this is related to the NBA still. This is Paul Pierce. He's on a live with Kevin Garnett.
Paul Pierce.
And they're on a live, and he just comes in drunk.
Mm.
Like you got, I'm gonna try to send this video to you guys tomorrow. This is this shit is hilarious because he comes in drunk and KG is trying to like run the show.
Damn, that's always the worst.
Yeah, and he's just like, "Yo, we are live. Yeah. Chill out." Oh man, I gotta send this video. I'm not doing it any justice.
What was he doing that was so fucked up?
Oh, he's
always belligerent.
Yeah, he's going off. He's going like he's got a girl with him, and he's saying like, "Oh, yo, man, this is the work right here. This is the work." And like he's like, "All right, but we live, you know, we live." He's like, "Yo, let's call some more girls over here." They're like in the studio in a movie theater, but watching the NBA finals. Yo, so this is like like Showtime basketball on a live stream.
He was like, "Yo, let's get
and
active."
He's wilding out.
Yo, his bitch is here. Yo, relax. Yeah.
And KG the whole time, he's just like, "Uh huh, okay, you know we live, right?
Are they married?"
What's funny is, I mean, what's sad is like KG and Paul Pierce sober probably would have been a really great TV.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust Paul Pierce ever since he lied about needing to take a shit in the finals.
Yeah.
Getting wheeled out.
He said, "Really? So you were getting the wheelchair and you were sitting your own feces?"
Yo, you shit yourself on the court?
What kind of person sits in their own shit?
Shouts to Kobe, man. Made him shit himself.
Yo, the GOAT, man.
Hey, I got this other thing. Slingshot videos or dental patients on laughing gas.
I'll hit you with the slingshot if you want.
Yeah, that's cool. What do you think about the slingshot videos? You know what?
Are you asking which is better?
Yeah, because they're both great things. I think they're probably the best things.
But there's
to
a
watch.
Variety. There's more of a variety with the dental patients. Because with the slingshot, you know they're going to pass out and do all this shit. Yeah. But with the fucking dentals, like, you're getting into their life because they're gonna reveal shit about their life, so it's always different shit.
What the fuck are you guys talking about? People on laughing gas?
Well, yeah. After you get a,
you never, you don't
surgery.
Like those videos?
I never seen them.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you've seen them, but you forgot. But people on like, you know, whatever.
This is why he hasn't seen them, because the next question was, "What's your algorithm like?" Aside from the obvious.
I've had to change up my algorithm, bro. When I found out that Twitter and Instagram allows you to like basically take shit off, like, or you can say I don't like it. Uh-huh. But sometimes when it's shit,
how you do that?
You know what I hate though? When I do it, it's like sometimes the options as to why you don't like it isn't there. Like, you want to be honest because it says, do you not like it? I'm like, well, I like it.
No, it's yuck. It's yuckies.
Like, well, I like it, so I don't want to say I don't like it. So I got to get rid of it off my fucking algorithm. So I'm I guess.
And then you just start liking a bunch of, like, random shit.
You got to start watching puppy videos and shit like that. Like, you can't be liking it. You can't be watching the same shit anymore.
Hashtag cute kitties.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like I told you, I don't think I said on the pod, like, I forgot when I started, but I'm doing 100 days no porn.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I feel like you should know when you started if you're doing 100 days.
Well, no, the thing is, I know when it ends.
Bitch, you lost count.
No. I know when it ends. Like, I looked it up. I know on August 27th it's going to be 100.
Fuck, is that a leap year? You take that into account?
August already got 27 days. Well,
you're dumb because we fucking are past February already. So
don't you know my birthday gonna be a porn watching party? You invited.
We shooting porn scenes on my
birthday. What is it, 10/20? It's like August 7 days.
We fucking that day.
August 20th. 7 days after, right?
August 20th.
Yeah, I'm saying 7 days after, so we can wait.
That porn reminds me. Well, not that it reminds me, but it makes me think of like Dave Chappelle when he thinks about trannies. It's chicks with dicks. I feel like that's what he would say. It just makes me laugh. It popped into my head.
Made fucking 4 specials about this.
Nah, he's trying to clean it up. But I feel like the first time he's like, these is chicks with dicks.
Never.
Be honest, Dave. Oh, shout out to Trey who almost saw Dave Chappelle but didn't.
Yeah, that's right. He was on New York.
Loser.
He was a Comedy Cellar.
A day late.
Oh, I definitely want to go to the Comedy Cellar. I'm going to be in New York on my birthday. So
really?
You're cool. Lucky that.
Wait, you going to New York on your birthday?
Yeah.
For what? For your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going to Indiana, and then I'm going to New York. So I'll be gone for 2 weeks, shit.
Oh, really? Nice.
Can I come?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. So when are you back?
Shit. I don't remember the dates off the
top.
But
it's not the 27th,
basically. Why are you going to Indiana, first of all?
Yeah, no, we'll watch porn on the 27th.
Yes. Why are you going to Indiana?
Because Alex and I want to see our family.
Oh, see. You hit the reservation?
Yeah. No, the reservation's in California, which I hit yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I didn't go to the reservation, but I went up there close. That's why I was in Glendora.
I was at the casinos.
That's why I was in Glendora.
Oh, so now they're building the super monorail? Since you're going to go out there?
That's what I told you, but no, I was in Glendora because there needed to be a bathroom break. From Glendora, there's still another 2 hours.
So you stopped at my mom's house?
To the casino, the That's Agua wild. Caliente
you
casino.
You also peed at my mom's house? Like me?
I wish. Dude, we had to do this. They went to go pee into Home Depot. I'm like, there's a restaurant right here. There's a restaurant right here. I'm just like, why are you guys going there? You don't got no line at the Home Depot.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of Mexicans out here.
Yeah, they're all waiting in line to use the bathroom.
I got a copito. And then Gary fired me for cleaning his pool. I don't understand.
That's where your pool guy went. All the way to the reservation. That's where you sent him. He's a res dog.
But yeah, that's why I'm going to Indiana, just to see the family. But to New York, I'm just going to go explore.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get chopped cheese?
Maybe. Okay. Am I trash for not? It just looks like diarrhea to me. Like, it's like, I'm going to eat this shit and I'm going to go take a shit right after.
Probably, but that's
so your
what
stomach's
is.
Bougie? Is
my,
what you're saying?
My stomach is very bougie.
Okay.
I mean, he just said he had $1,000 dinner last night. Oh, rich ass.
No, I mean, we split it.
He's just
what
being
did you
comedic.
Pay?
He's just being comedic.
I paid for alcohol, which was $200.
Fuck, you rich.
Because we split $200. So alcohol was $400.
Damn, see.
Alex and
you paid
and
the split of the split? Broke ass.
Hey, I still paid $200 last night. Yo, and shout out to your sister for the Eddies. Fuck, because I took some Eddies. I wasn't driving yesterday, so I'm like, I'm not driving. I'm going to try to enjoy this ride. But I would have driven up there by myself. Like, I just love to drive by myself far you know, it's for cool, a long man. Time. Because yeah. I have control of the music, the windows, the AC, everything, whatever yeah. I want. Al is there. She could be in the passenger seat. Fucking tell me about your story. But at least I still have control yeah. of everything.
You said she's a good chiller, so she
yeah.
chills.
Yeah. But do you like driving ever?
I do. I drive everywhere I go, actually.
I never walk.
Yo, never walk. But when I do, same thing. Yo, if I'm behind the wheel, the radio is mine. Yeah. Gotta be. Mm-hmm. Mando. I'll play whatever the fuck I want.
Really? You with your daughter?
Yeah. But she likes what I listen to.
Okay.
We listen to the there was some hesitation there, but okay.
We listen to... No, actually, she made a playlist of songs that either I showed her or that remind her of me because I play them or whatever.
Was it called, like, Daddy Songs or something like
no,
that?
No. It might have been called, like, Dad Me or something like that.
Oh, that's cute.
But all fire, though. Yeah. Like, all fire tracks.
That's dope.
Yeah, so yeah. I was proud when I listened to it. I was like, oh, man, you got some hot shit on here. I like this. This isn't just like a, you know, Baby Shark or nothing like that. I mean, she's 14 mm-hmm. though, so.
Yeah, that too.
That would be disturbing if it was just peaches.
Did you know that Neo, this reminds me, because this next topic is music. Did you know that Neo wrote Let Me Love You for Mario? Mm-hmm. You knew
you,
that?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until like...
If you listen to Neo's catalog,
yeah.
sounds
yeah.
just like a Neo song.
Yeah.
Wait, you just said...
It sounds like a Neo song.
Mario's catalog sounds like a
No, if you
like
listen
Neo
to
song.
Neo's catalog, it'll sound like that song. Like oh, the I song see, sounds like something off of his catalog.
And if you go back to like a lot of R&B, you'll be like, I think Neo wrote that.
Okay.
That's like The Dream. The Dream and yeah. Neo. Oh, yeah, if you go yeah, back yeah, to yeah, a lot yeah, of catalogs, yeah, yeah. you're like, wait, The Dream might have wrote on that.
Yeah.
And now with all the streaming, we can see the mm-hmm. credits. Mm-hmm.
But did you know Jason Weaver sung the Lion King song?
Yes. He told you.
Gonna be a mighty king.
Were you guys that? So you didn't know. So it's kind of like a reference track. You thought it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas singing Simba.
You thought he had them pipes on
right?
him.
And, but now you
I thought he was the one working on his roar.
You like it more now that it was Jason Weaver?
Now that I know it was a black guy singing it? Yeah. Hell yeah. Now that shit got some flavor to it.
So, well, when you learned about...
Because there's no way a white guy got that flavor.
When you learned about
especially
reference
especially not JTT.
Tracks, uh-huh.
He don't got no flavor.
No, he had the most flavor of his three brothers.
Well, yeah, Brad was kind of like a douchey dork.
Yeah, and then what was his name, Adam or no, some shit?
Mark was like emo and then like...
Even worse.
He was emo and then...
Hate
like,
him, Mark. Mark-ass Mark.
Like a little bit gay. Shout out to Pride Month because a little bit gay.
Wasn't he? Didn't he end up... No, he ended up being goth.
And then he was one that was like a daddy's boy.
Yeah.
So like whenever his dad was like fixing the car, he'd take his little shirt off and have this bony ass.
He'd take his little shirt off.
Because he was a little kid. He had a little shirt.
I remember that dude, Brad. He got fucking the best kill in Carrie 2. The actor. He got killed with CDs. Mm-hmm. Like Carrie fucking was, you know, control shit with her mind. And then mm-hmm. like she threw a bunch of CDs into him.
They weren't even like albums. They were just blanks. Yeah. Killed his ass with Memorex.
Memorex.
I think he fell into the pool or some shit, and like the pool shit closed on him, and he drowned.
Whatever happened to them? Because Jonathan Taylor Thomas was supposed to be like the next mm-hmm. big thing, right?
The next Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to Wilmer Valderrama? Children. Child actors.
Hey man, let's bully.
Child actors, man. They don't make a lot of them. Don't make
your mama so fast. She fell in love and broke it.
Yeah, but no, he's probably living off residuals.
That's like, that too. Like a lot of people talk about these child actors, like they're probably living a healthier lifestyle mm-hmm. with the residuals because they don't spend that money when
like
they're young.
Jason Weaver, yeah.
Yo, he's the way he said it. He's good.
And
I love my mama.
To tie it back to the NBA, Allen Iverson, who got a lifetime deal with Reebok, meaning. Not only does he make money every year off of it, but at age 55, they're gonna pay him out $35 million.
Oh wow!
Just for turning 55.
Didn't they just because he was that was a big thing on the internet. He mm-hmm. he just got it right, something like that.
No, he's 48, but
okay.
In 7 years, he'll get the $35 million. So
life. They released something recently for him.
It's one of those things where it's like if you plan for the future,
yeah, man,
look like a genius sometimes.
Well, Jason Weaver, he turned down. $2 million
and took $100K in perpetuity or some shit like that. I don't know.
So he got paid 100 and then he took a percentage off of the movie.
Oh, royalties or whatever. Yeah.
So he's probably getting cheddar.
So he's caked up. And then what was that song with Chingy?
And one call away. My baby.
And you want to come roll with me.
One call away.
And you were my
baby. So what I was saying about reference tracks, imagine somebody else was on that song. Could you imagine anybody else? Because Jason Weaver wasn't a singer. Could you imagine anybody else at the time elevating that? That song was a smash. But could you imagine anybody else at the time? What, it was like 2003?
What are you talking about? Which song?
Fucking One Call Away. But
hold on. I thought you were talking about Lion King. My bad.
You high on Eddie's?
It is fun. No, it's funny. I just thought it was funny for you to call the Lion King song a smash.
I'm talking about.
Was it not a smash?
One Call Away.
But One Call Away.
In 2003.
Okay.
If you were my lady.
Yeah, that song.
And the question was.
Because Jason Weaver was.
So who was it? Who else do you think could have sung the song?
Exactly.
At the time it came out.
This got. So today I was listening to Bad by Wale. He had Tierra Thomas. Yeah, Tierra Thompson or something like that on the song. Then Rihanna got on the remix. So, and sings the same thing, just puts a little Rihanna-isms on it. But, like, for the most part, it's the same song.
Fancy on it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But I like the other chick more.
Yeah, I like the other chick too, but no, Rihanna does elevate the song. Rihanna does do a little bit.
She does her thing, but
just the intro itself. Bad girl.
You know who? I know who could have sang.
All right, yeah. So that's what got me thinking.
Bobby Valentino.
Uh huh.
During that time.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember if he was around.
I guess you gotta think of a Bobby Valentino song, but
Slow Down.
Slow down. I just wanna get to know you.
That beat is sick, dude. I love that beat.
Tim and Bob. Shout out to Tim and Bob. They produce most of this shit. Tim and Bob. That was their name. I don't know if they're anywhere or doing anything now. But yeah, shout out Tim and Bob.
That was around 2007. But either way, that's still not long from 2003.
I didn't need facts. The fuck? He just shut my shit down. That couldn't be because
you know what
Bobby Valentino was dead at the time. So
you know what I just thought of?
Tell me.
What if like Lil Boosie sang that?
Boosie badass. Yeah,
Boosie badass. He
could have. I mean, it still kind of works.
Tim and Bob.
Tim and Bob.
If it was one call away.
It still works.
Yeah.
Sorry, walking down on Melrose.
Also got me thinking was when I remember I loved the. It was just Lil Wayne. And Drake was on the hook. But Drake also had a verse, but it was for Forever. It wasn't even called Forever at the time. It was called, like, it was on a mixtape. It was
like Sprite commercial one?
Yeah. But the Sprite commercial was after they added Kanye and Eminem to it. Like, at first, it was just a Drake song. And I remember, I'm like, oh, shit. That's,
Forever.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't called Forever at the time.
Really?
Yeah. It was called something else. I was under the impression
that it was always.
Mm-mm,
okay.
Mm-mm. Then they added Eminem. Like, there we go.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know.
Did that ruin the song?
No. I mean, I thought it made it better. That's one of the best songs. It definitely made it better.
Yeah. The amount of people on that song and the way Drake was just skyrocketing, that was the perfect time. First
name, greatest last name ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a great time.
Yeah. That was a great fucking time, man. I remember.
Like a sprained ankle, boy, I ain't nothing to play with.
That beat was also sick when at first. It got tweaked a little bit to make it sound bigger. And then behind every rapper, like behind Lil Wayne, they put some piano.
Oh,
behind
I see what
behind
you mean.
Eminem, they put some vrooms. And then
some what? Whatever.
Some Detroit Motors.
Yeah.
Is that the instrument's name?
The GM. They went outside GM. And
like, they started cars outside the studio. They put some...
Before we do peep this, do you want to talk about fucking Fake Moon or the new... that they found space shuttles and shit?
The fake moon that they said has been circling the Earth for hundreds of thousands of years or whatever. Yeah. And they never noticed it. Mm-hmm. How the fuck is that possible?
I have no idea.
How do you not see something that's been following Earth?
Yeah, and no, I think that how do you know it's 100 BC, you know, from 100 BC.
Half that shit, I don't know how they can tell. Oh, this has been in our solar system for thousands of years. But like, how do you know if you didn't chip a chunk of rock off and then like test it?
Is that how they do it? Even with like fossils? Like,
well, yeah, carbon dating is you'll take a piece of the rock and you can tell by like the erosion and like the materials that it's made of how long it's been there.
But see, like, that's crazy because like how can you tell from you're gonna tell a million years ago?
Well, I would assume it's kind of maybe the same science as a tree. Like when you cut the tree and you look inside of the tree,
mm-hmm. they just count the rings.
Yeah, stuff like that. Maybe
I feel like they could do it with us.
Cut us open and
cut us in half. You just count our rings.
Cut our rings.
We've got rings.
I mean, yeah.
What if we're trees?
Are you high?
You ever been a tree? Yo, you ever been a tree before?
It's not beyond the realm of possibility.
You might be a stump. Bitch.
What about the don't call me a stump. I'm not stumpy. What about I'm Groot?
I am Groot.
What about the space shuttle that they found or that they claim to have found?
Now that I don't know. Tell me about it. Fill me in.
Okay, so there's this one military guy, whistleblower. He says that they are covering the fact that they found non-human built space shuttles.
Where?
Intact.
Bitch,
and the government is hiding them. But he's like a whistleblower, so he's ex-military, so he's saying this. Do you think, like, I'll let you read the fucking article and shit, but like he's being quoted about saying that they have found these. Do you guys think that that's real?
I think so. I think that's how a lot of the technological advances were made, is they might have like reverse engineered some of the shit that they found and they were able to kind of copy their shit. Mm-hmm. But I think the real modern marvel is how Khalees is dating Bill Murray. Y'all hear about that? That's crazy. Nah. Son, that might be as alien as the aliens. Khalees, she went from Nasty Nas to tie it back in, come full circle, from Nasty Nas to Bill Murray.
Bill Murray? Oh, I thought you said Phil Maher.
No. Phil Maher. From Matt TV?
No, it's a play on Bill Maher, but yes.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm thinking Bill Maher.
Oh, so now, you did fuck up.
Yeah, I did fuck up. Phil Maher.
Phil Maher from Mad TV.
And that's like SNL, huh?
Yeah, it was. Mad TV. You're all over the place from Phil Maher to Phil Maher. Phil Maher.
That's how you know the pot is over when Gary starts fucking up like that. But Khalees is rumored to be dating Bill Murray, who's like 78 or something.
Yeah, and you know he shows up at random people's places in Charleston, North Carolina.
I love these stories.
South Carolina.
He does these random things and he says they'll never believe him. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that shit.
Do you think he can handle her milkshake? Because we know it brings all the boys to the yard. Yeah. We know that shit.
Pop a little V.
He was just in a great movie. He's in that movie with Zac Efron that I think I put on my peep this a few weeks ago.
Neighbors.
No. It's called Baywatch. The World's Greatest Beer Run.
Oh, it's Oh, it came out already?
Yeah, it's really Apple, good on Apple.
I gotta watch it. I
really, really
to.
Good. And watch Tetris on Apple. That shit is fucking good.
I'll watch the Zac Efron before Tetris.
That shit is so fucking good, bro. I'm telling you, Tetris is good.
All right.
What is Tetris about?
Tetris is about, Tetris. Like, the story of Tetris. You're into your Game Boy right now, so...
Yo, why does it still feel like you're taking a shot at me?
Yeah, it wasn't a shot. It was just an acknowledgement.
Why do you hate the fact that I have a gaming system?
I love the fact that you're playing.
I need shit to do, man.
Yeah, I know.
Gary knows there's a lot to do.
Yeah, well, Gary's like, yeah, you could be retiling your kitchen.
You could build a spaceship not crafted by.
I don't know. Gary's out here fucking human. Cleaning his pool with a net for 7 hours. Thinks I gotta do the same shit.
But yeah, man.
I got time to kill, bro.
Tetris is about the story of how Tetris, the game, was made. And it's like a fucking spy espionage.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
It's narrated
on the
by homeboy from
Blackbird? No, but Homeboy.
It is him from, but I don't know if it's
narrated. That's a good show too, Blackbird.
I saw some of it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Bird Box?
I lost interest. I lost interest after a while, but it was a pretty good show.
Platonic is also good on Apple Music or Apple.
Apple TV Plus, Apple Plus, whatever. Yeah. I heard about that movie. I seen a couple scenes.
Show. Yeah, it's a show.
The show, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a show. Before we end it or whatever, you know what I saw that is starting to look good to me? The Secret Invasion with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, the trailers look pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool.
Oh, that's Disney.
Yeah,
Disney. Oh, I didn't know that came out yet.
No, it hasn't. It will.
Comes out at the end of June.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna. That's the only reason why I'm keeping my Disney Plus, because
so it's not to watch Goof Troop.
No,
or a Goofy.
I haven't watched anything on Disney Plus since like Wakanda Forever.
True, true. Yeah. I mean,
what about Quantum Leap?
I've saw it in theaters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Quantumania, bro.
Yeah.
All right. My peep this week. I've been so fucking eager to tell you guys about it.
So fucking cool.
It's called Smartless. Smartless Live on HBO. It's Jason Statham. No, wait. Jason Bateman.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And Jason Statham. Yeah. No, Will Jason Arnett. Bates.
He's Australian, right?
And
who's the other guy? I forget.
He's a dude from Will and Grace. I forget his
name. Oh, yeah, actually. I forget his
name. Sean, it's on what? Apple Sean, Plus?
You're no, Sean something.
HBO Max. Okay. Or now it's just called Max because HBO and Discovery fucked. Had a baby.
And Warner. So
HBO and his name was Max.
Yeah.
Like Goof Troop.
Yeah, like Goof. Shout out to a Goofy movie, one of the best movies ever made.
Tied up.
Shout out to Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
He sang as a. What's his name? What was the name of the
Richard
character?
Electricity.
No. Fuck, what was it? Mike, you know his name.
Powerline.
Powerline. There we go. Yeah, thank God. Whew, that was going to bug the fuck out of me.
Smartless Live.
I saw that. Ooh,
bro. Good, huh? It's so... I am barely laughing.
Is this all done or they're doing weekly?
However do you want it.
No, them.
Barely laughing.
No, them. Do they? Are they releasing this weekly, or is it just?
It's 6-7 episodes,
and it's already all out.
All out.
Okay, cool.
You can love binge that. It.
And what's love it called that. Again?
And it's called Smartless Live, and it's just them on taking their podcast on tour.
Yeah.
And every week they have a different guest.
Yeah.
And you see how their tour in New York, Boston.
It looks
Philly,
fun. The trailer looks
it's
fun.
It's fucking phenomenal. I'm on that. It. I'm also, I just finished Love and Death. That shit was awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Y'all liked it.
Yeah.
Sounds morbid as fuck.
I thought it was going to be
You know what it is?
No.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth Olsen and dude from Everything Else.
Everything Else. Yeah, he's good. he's a good actor. I like him.
He's a great actor.
Also got Scarlet Witch in it.
Yeah, so Scarlet Witch and...
Philip Seymour Hoffman's son.
Yeah, has an affair with not as good looking... Adam Warlock from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Not as good looking Adam Warlock. Okay.
No, but he's a good guy. He's a good actor too. Yeah. And the show is good. It's
from Breaking Bad. Yeah.
It's a real life story about a woman who, you know, I don't want to ruin it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, but you should definitely watch it. It's so good.
Speaking of Breaking Bad, like, how mean was it for Walt to just watch? Old girl choke on her own vomit and just let her die.
Oh, she comes out in that show.
Yeah, she does.
Shout out to Kristen Ritter.
That's Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter. I don't know. I kind of like her, man.
Yeah, she's cool. Oh, I saw her hiking the other day.
Oh, tell her.
Really? She at Fryman.
Tell her I said what's up, man.
Yeah, for sure.
When you see her.
She pet Esco?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe.
Tell her if she wants like a Luke Cage type of guy.
Also seen the girl from Lip that dated Lip in... Shameless.
I haven't watched that show, but I've heard good things.
Oh, the last season. Sorry, you never watched the last.
Later? Not the last season. No. Oh,
man, that was a great show. You guys don't like.
I've seen the first two.
Why did Rawson leave that show?
I'm waiting for the Bear.
I'm waiting. I saw
the Bear season two.
Why did you know why she left
the
show?
I'm waiting for the Bear.
The who?
Emily Rawson. The
main
why
character.
Why did she leave the show?
I don't remember.
I know she left the show. I remember seeing her. I used to work at a. parking structure and as a cashier, and she would go there and frequent it often. My peep this, I got an album. It's called A Kid from Yerevan by Full Crate. Came out last week. It was pretty good.
Okay.
I dug it. I think that honestly,
what kind of music? was a kid.
You know how you guys were talking about how Rory's album was pretty good? I think it was mid. I think this is what Rory's album should have been.
Okay. Zang! Yeah. Send that to me, Mike.
Send it to the group chat.
I think this album was definitely what his album should have been.
I guess my peep, this is the one that I told you guys about already. Uh-huh. It's
what was it called?
That Problem album. Fuck, I cannot find it.
We know what it is. It's Problem. It's actually Problem?
Yeah, hold up. I'm just going to type Problem in my thing. So it's Problem with, it's called I Owe Myself. And it is credited to Jason Martin, I think. Is that Problem's real name? But Jason Martin, Problem, the Melodics. And it's like, just sounds like Problem with a backing band, but it's
sweet,
good stuff.
Sweet.
A little snippet for y'all. But.
I also love the entire,
shoe fits weird. This is my truth. Don't dare.
Yeah.
So make sure you pay that invoice. Don't make me use my.
So it's shit like that. It sounds pretty good. That was my peep. That's the only thing I listened to this whole week.
The Spider-Man Multiverse Metro Boomin album.
Good stuff.
I gave it a listen. It's pretty cool. I'm not a big fan of that type of music, like that sound. But it was pretty good.
It's good.
It wasn't bad at all.
I think that. Yeah, man, got me. I heard it twice. Got me to work. Oh, yeah, I like this.
Do they redo Spider-Man? No, Spider-Man.
It's like what Kendrick did for Black Panther.
Speaking of soundtracks.
Yeah. That's probably one of the best soundtrack songs. That and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. From Armageddon. Oh, You Can Take My Breath Away, Top Gun.
That was a
tough one. You know what I used to love working out to? Like, fucking, this is going to sound so weird, but T2, the song in the Terminator song, when he's giving...
God.
Blasting that on the speakers with 5, 4, 3, 2.
Watching Bronny win the championship.
With that said.
Oh, my mom's house.
That too. Your mom's house podcast. Yeah. So. I had to put the one. We didn't put anything in the jar of this podcast.
I didn't watch The Machine.
I'm not going to.
I want to.
You know what that horn means.
I know. Heart out.
Over here.
Everybody, hearts out. Let's pull them out.
You know what that means. That means we reached the end of the episode. Shout out to us for having a semi-serious pod for some reason. I've been Rich. I'm all up in this bitch. And you know this. Pod to my left.
Razzy in the building.
Pod to my right.
Big Mike on the mic.
Am I it? And we're out. Episode 20.
You can't say that, Rich.
Why not?